We drove without speaking. We passed close by the apartment house she'd lived in before joining us. She said she didn't need to see it, but one block later, her hand came up.
Turn at the mailbox there. One more stop.
We were in a residential neighborhood, older and well-kept. Half a block down, she asked me to halt, then to turn around to put the car on the other side of the street. We idled in front of a two-story house with a fanlight over the door and a porch occupied by four rockers.
I stop here for me and for you, she said.
I couldn't see the link to either of us.
Why here?
She pointed a shaky finger to the left.
The toy?
I asked. She nodded. Mounted on the corner of the low porch wall was a whirligig, its propeller turning in the late afternoon breeze. I studied it. It was a figure of a whale with a white triangle that was supposed to be its spray. The spray moved up and down above the blowhole. On top of the spray sat a black-haired woman.
Look,
said my grandmother. We stared at it. The breeze picked up, making the spout clack up and down like a sewing machine needle. I glanced at my grandmother. She was smiling.
Somebody, she said, I don't know who, said there shouldn't be laughing after Auschwitz. That nobody could ever want to laugh again after the things that happened there.
She rotated her head toward me.
But I was there.